The contents of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And no doubt you've heard, fans of the Dreamville Festival need to take note once again. The popular hip-hop event has been scheduled for spring 2024. Dix Park will again host the festival and is set for the weekend of April 6 and 7. The 2023 Dreamville Festival, also in April, drew an estimated 100,000 fans from all 50 states and 23 countries and generated an economic impact of almost $8 million. Obviously, it's way too early to hear about performers for the 2024 festival. Ticket info is expected fairly soon, but you can sign up at the event's website, dreamvillefest.com. Then you can find sign up for other information and when tickets will be available. The hip-hop music festival was created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, who also regularly headlines that event. All right, checking around the triangle this week. Let's start off with the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. They've got the classical concert series, all performances on Sundays, and they all start at 3 o'clock. Coming up in November, Lyricosa Quartet plays Beethoven. Then January 7th, Rachmaninoff's 150th birthday celebration, featuring Solomon Eichner on piano. And then the next event is in March, Oak City Brass presents Simple Pleasures. Apex's Jazz Live Concert Series has an event coming up Sunday, November 12th at 3 o'clock, showcasing internationally renowned Steinway artist, Grammy nominee, and jazz pianist extraordinaire, Lenora Raphael and friends from around the globe, cited by jazz critics as one of the best pianists in the jazz mainstream today. And then there's Infinity Ballet at Halley Cultural Arts Center, My Favorite Princess, November 11th, performances at 2 and 4. My Favorite Princess is a one-hour family show telling a story to inspire young imaginations with favorite failed fairy tale dance divertissements. Then Infinity Ballet has an event Friday through Sunday, December 1st through the 3rd, Dances of the Nutcracker. Performances at 8 o'clock on Friday, 3 on Saturday, 2 shows on Sunday, 1:30 and 3:30. Then Friday through Sunday, it is December 8th through the 10th, Christmas Play and Musical, The Gift of the Magi, and Candles, the Musical. Performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and then Saturday and Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. Okay, the Clayton Center. Saturday, December 2nd, The Second City, What the Elf. The Second City comedy troupe has been entertaining audiences for more than six decades, and has served as a launching pad for comedians like Tina Fey, Bill Murray, and Mike Myers, just to name a few. Curtain goes up at 8 o'clock. Also at the Clayton Center, Thursday, December 7th, 94.7 QDR Acoustic Christmas for the Kids. This event marks a continuation of QDR's 20-year partnership with UNC Children's Hospital. Singer and songwriter Randy Houser, who has been a fixture on the country music charts since 2008, will headline the benefit concert and will be joined by Florida Georgia Line's Brian Kelly and rising solo artist Morgan Evans. Show starts at 7. Holly Springs Cultural Center, where most performances start at 7:30, unless noted. Friday, November 3rd, Daniel Butler. This is part of the Clean Comedy Series. Butler is a new, refreshing comedian on the national comedy scene. His unique blend of Southern fried cynical observations mixed with his high-energy persona makes for an unforgettable evening of entertainment. Saturday, November 18th, the Will McBride Group. The band will take the stage and bring its unique talents where rock, funk, blues, and jazz intersect the show. Their resume includes opening shows for ZZ Top, Styx, Eddie Money, Leon Russell, Mother's Finest, Delbert McClinton, Little River Band, and much, much more. Teacup Gin will open the show with their passion for creating original musical cocktails. Tuesday, November 21st, Nazara, immerse yourself in an enchanting cultural spectacle. This mesmerizing dance show is a harmonious fusion of Bollywood and tap dance, embodying a celebration of diversity and a wave of positivity. Performance starts at 6:30. Friday, November 8th, a Rocky Mountain Christmas, John Denver celebration. And Saturday, December 9th, actually, I think that's Friday, instead of November 8th, it's December 8th for the Rocky Mountain Christmas. Then Saturday, December 9th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra Christmas Concert. Garner Performing Arts Center, most shows start at 7:30 unless noted. Saturday, December 9th, a jolly Broadway holiday with David Burnham. Celebrate the holidays with Broadway superstar David Burnham, known for his performances in Wicked, Light in the Piazza, Aunt Joseph, and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Thursday, December 14th, Neuse River Big Band Swingin' Holiday. Your toes are sure to be tapping along to the music of 20 local musicians in this holiday concert. Show, as we noted, starts at 7:30. And in 2024 at the Garner Performing Arts Center, January 6th, Poetry Out Loud with Dasan Ahanu. February 9th, Dinner and Jazz with Sindra Fiore. February 24th, Garner Showcase of Talent. And our shows in March and April, Mike Wiley's Brown versus Board of Education, The Magic School Bus, Lost in the Solar System. Neuse River Big Band Swing in the Spring, and in mid-April, Rainbow Dance. Okay, Wake Forest Renaissance Center, Friday through Sunday, December 15th through the 17th, Celtic Angels Christmas. Celtic Angels, Celtic Night Irish Dancers, and the Trinity Ensemble captivate audiences of all ages with the magic of Christmas. Encompassing vocal and instrumental favorites with spectacular world-class champion Irish dancing, this awe-inspiring show is a true holiday celebration of Christmas in Ireland. Shows Friday and Saturday at 7:30, along with a Saturday and Sunday matinee at 3. Coming up Saturday, January 27th, it's Mesmerizing Magic with Jason Hudy. And Saturday, February 24th, Jackie Robinson, A Game Apart. Okay, and Cary, Marvelous Music Main Stage Series at the Cary Arts Center. All shows start at 7:30, unless noted. Saturday, November 18th, from Broadway to Hollywood, the Empire Trio. Friday, February 23rd, Sons of Mistro, Friday, March 8th, the Tartan Terrors, Saturday, April 27th, Appalachian Roadshow. Then there's the Marvelous Music Family Series, Friday and Saturday, December 15th and 16th, the Nutcracker Suite from the Cary Ballet Company. All right, PNC Arena in West Raleigh coming up Friday, November 3rd. Little Uzi Vert, the Pink Tape Tour. Thursday, November 9th, the Eagles, the Long Goodbye Final Tour with special guest Steely Dan. Tuesday, November 14th, Rod Wave, the Nostalgia Tour. Wednesday through Sunday, December 6th through the 10th, Disney on Ice presents Magic in the Stars. Wednesday, December 13th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Sunday, December 31st, to close out the year, the Avett Brothers, to a special guest, Marcus King. All right, Arts Access. North Carolina's only nonprofit organization dedicated solely to making the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities. Currently, Arts Access North Carolina employs a roster of more than 15 contract audio describers who describe live theater, visual arts, and dance performances for patrons who are blind or have low vision. Here's a listing, currently just one on our listing, expecting more after the first of the year. Saturday and Sunday, November 4th and 5th, Disney's Aladdin. Discover a whole new world at Disney's Aladdin, the hit Broadway musical. From the producer of The Lion King comes the timeless story, a thrilling new production filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and breathtaking spectacle. It's an extraordinary theatrical event where one lamp and three wishes make the possibilities infinite. Performances at the Stephen Tanger Center for the Performing Arts in Greensboro. Curtain goes up at 2 on Saturday and 1 o'clock on Sunday. Please note, allow 2 to 4 weeks' notice for any and all audio description services. All right, at Raleigh Little Theater, December 1st through the 17th, Cinderella 2023. Of course, the holiday tradition returning. Now it's 39th year. Kids of all ages will love this retelling of the beloved fairy tale filled with music, laughs, and a sparkle of magic. Showtimes Thursday and Friday at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday at 2 and 6. Also at Raleigh Little Theater, February 2nd through the 11th, Nate the Great. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of Nate the Great set for February 10th at 2. Rest of the 2024 season, March, Trouble in Mind, a dramatic comedy. In May, Looking for Roberto Clemente, a family musical. And in June, it's Kinky Boots, a musical. All right, at the clubs in downtown Raleigh, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street, Thursday, November 2nd, Kind-Hearted Strangers with Good Deal. Friday, November 3rd, the Tree of Forgiveness Band, a John Prine tribute. Saturday, November 4th, Dr. Bacon and the Kind Thieves. Sunday, November 5th, Rasta and Friends presents Slime House. Wednesday, November 8th, Bit Brigade with MC Lars. Thursday, November 9th, Easy Honey with the Layaways. Friday, November 10th, Nance with 3 a.m. Sound, Madrique, Justo Mobin, and Lauren. Saturday, November 11th, Sons of Paradise with One Culture and Feel Free. Sunday, November 12th, Crawford and Power with Will Overman. Switching to the lineup at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Wednesday, November 1st, Soja with special guests Heary and Mahaly. Thursday, November 2nd, The Expendables with Bumpin' Uglies and Claire Wright. Friday, November 3rd, Cosmic Charlie. Saturday, November 4th, Marotta. Sunday, November 5th, Andy Frasco and UN with Doom Flamingo. Tuesday, November 7th, Armor for Sleep with The Early November and The Spill Canvas. Friday, November 10th, Funk You, The Talisman. Saturday, November 11th, Moon Taxi with The Stews. This is a show on the outdoor stage, and it is Rain or Shine. And Sunday, November 12th, Papa Chubby. At the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Wednesday, November 1st, Boys Like Girls, the Speaking Our Language Tour. Friday, November 3rd, Jesse Murph presents the Cowboys and Angels Tour. Saturday, November 4th, Cameron Marlowe, I Can Lie Tour. Tuesday, November 7th, The Front Bottoms. Friday, November 10th, R&B Only, live. This is 21 plus. Saturday, November 11th, Lucas Nelson and POTR. Sunday, November 12th, Men I Trust. Okay, Carolina Theater in Durham. It's on West Morgan Street. Coming up Thursday, November 2nd, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. Trombone Shorty is an American musician, producer, and philanthropist from New Orleans. Trombone Shorty is best known as a trombone and trumpet player, but he also plays drums, organ, and tuba. Friday, November 3rd at Carolina Theater, 40 Years of Missing You Tour from John Waite. Waite's catalog of hits features some of the most loved songs of the 80s and 90s. The number one worldwide hit, Missing You, The Babies, Isn't It Time, and Bad English, When I See You Smile, rank amongst some of the biggest international hits and are still on radio today. Saturday, November 4th, Chris Isaak, It's Almost Christmas Tour. Over the course of his 40-year career, platinum-selling and Grammy-nominated singer and actor Chris Isaak has performed to sold-out crowds across the globe with his longtime band, Silvertone. Sunday, November 5th, A Night with Tchaikovsky. This is the classics you haven't heard. Thursday, November 9th, Mania, the ABBA tribute. Friday, November 10th, Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Saturday, November 11th, it's Al Strong. Strong is a two-time Grammy-nominated trumpet player, composer, recording artist, and educator. A cultural innovator, he is the co-founder of the Art of Cool project, which spawned the original Art of Cool Music Festival in Durham and the Art of Cool Youth Summer Camp. His show starts at 11 a.m. And that night, again, Saturday, November 11th, Paula Poundstone. Paula is known for her smart, observational humor and spontaneous wit that has become the stuff of legend. Sunday, November 12th, Welcome to Night Vale, The Attic. It's a twice-monthly podcast in the style of community updates for the small desert town of Nightdale, featuring local weather, news, announcements from the Sheriff's Secret Police, mysterious lights in the night sky, dark hooded figures with unknowable powers, and, of course, cultural events. That show starts at 7. Tuesday, November 14th, The Quiet Epidemic. This is a film screening and panel discussion starts at 7, followed by Brian Culbertson, The Trilogy Tour. Over the course of crafting a 25-album catalog and architecting nearly 40 Billboard number one singles as a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and producer, Culbertson has charted his own unique course in music. Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 3rd and 4th, all Mozart. This is from the North Carolina Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday through Sunday, November 3rd through the 5th, Paw Patrol Live, Memorial Auditorium, various performance times. Saturday, November 4th, Storybook Tales from the Raleigh Dance Theater. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater with shows at 2 and 6. Friday, November 10th, Duelo de Arconides, Memorial Auditorium. Friday, November 10th, This Love Between Us from the North Carolina Master Chorale. Rena Esmail's This Love Between Us, Prayers for Unity, explores the topic of brotherhood and unity through the juxtaposition of Indian and Western classical styles and instruments, and sets the words of the seven major religious traditions in India. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Show is at 7:30. Saturday, November 11th, Daniel Barksdale, Sunday Morning, the stage play, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Tuesday, November 14th, the Kingston Trio. Fans of the legendary folk icons can rediscover their timeless music all over again. All three current members have intrinsic links to and experience with the original group. Fletcher Opera Theater at 7 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, November 16th through the 19th, it's Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the Carolina Ballet. Created in 2014, Vivaldi's Four Seasons is one of the most celebrated ballets in the Carolina Ballet's repertoire. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Performances 7:30 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, along with matinees on Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Okay, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, where most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, November 3rd, it's Ladies R&B Kickback Concert, Part 2. The entertainment includes Drew Hill, an American R&B group whose repertoire includes soul, hip-hop, soul, and gospel music. H-Town, an American R&B vocal group from Houston, Texas. H-Town recorded 3 hits during the early to mid-90s. And Donnell Jones, an American singer, songwriter, and record producer. Saturday, November 4th, Kansas, the 50th anniversary tour. The tour will showcase 2 hours of hits, fan favorites, and deep cuts rarely performed live. Tuesday, November 7th through Sunday, November 12th, Funny Girl. Of course, the bittersweet comedy is the story of the indomitable Fanny Bryce, a girl from the Lower East Side who dreamed of a life on the stage. Performance times vary. Monday, November 13th, it is Peppa Pig. Peppa, George, Mummy Pig, and Daddy Pig will be singing along to some of their favorite songs, and they invite children and families alike to join in the fun. Showtime is 6. Friday, November 17th, it's Bush with special guests Bad Wolves and Eva Under Fire. Nothing is better than doing what you love, says Gavin Rossdale, and the Bush frontman knows from experience. For near 3 decades, the musician has been a perennial presence in the annals of rock music. And this show starts at 7:30. Saturday, November 18th, Jerry Seinfeld. Seinfeld has been hailed for his uncanny ability to joke about the little things in life that relate to audiences everywhere. Seinfeld's comedy career took off after his first appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson way back in 1981. Two shows, 7 and 9:30, Saturday, November 18th. Also at DPAC, Sunday, November 19th, Straight No Chaser, Slayin' It Tour. If the phrase's male a cappella group conjures up an image of students in blue blazers, ties, and khakis singing traditional college songs on Ivy campuses, think again. Straight No Chaser, neither straight-laced nor straight-faced, but neither are they vaudeville-style kitsch. It's a matinee show at 3 o'clock. Monday, November 20th, it's Derek Hough, Symphony of Dance. From the Emmy Award-winning mind of Derek Hough, the live dance show is the first national tour for the performing dynamo in 4 years. Also features Haley Hough. Performance starts at 7:30. Friday, November 24th through Sunday, November 26th, Mean Girls. Monday, November 27th, Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith, Christmas, live in concert, 7:30. Wednesday, November 29th, Postmodern Jukebox, Life in the Past Lane Tour. The show will blend modern-day earworms and iconic pop hits with the original styles that put American popular music on the map. We're talking ragtime, swing, big band, country western, doo-wop, and soul. Equal parts time-traveling musical variety show and career-launching talent platform. Thursday, November 30th, Wynonna Judd, Back to a Y Tour. The tour will feature the songs of Wynonna's first two solo albums, Wynonna 1992 and Tell Me Why 1993, performed track by track, front to back, followed by a finale of her other hits along with the Judd's classics. That's Thursday, November 30th, Wynonna Judd, Way Back, or excuse me, Back the Y Tour. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.